With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. While Hurricane Helene rescue efforts continue across the southeast, the Harris-Walz campaign continues its friendly media tour. Kamala Harris will be appearing on The Late Show with far-left Stephen Colbert Tuesday. Harris's running mate Tim Walz will appear on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. Thousands of people in North Carolina are still without power, food, water, and other basic necessities. Homeowners insurance won't help many of those in the southeast with the damage incurred from Hurricane Helene.
Insurance professionals warn many storm survivors don't have coverage unless they have flood insurance policies in addition to homeowners insurance.
Catastrophic, devastating.
Brooke Hires in Florida's Horseshoe Beach says she can't afford insurance and just rebuilt her home after last year's Hurricane Idalia.
You feel beat down, like you can't come back from it.
Very few private insurance companies even carry flood insurance. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program is the predominant provider, and that only covers losses up to $350,000. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Biden-Harris administration response to Hurricane Helene is a failure. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, the Louisiana Republican said FEMA was not prepared for Helene to make landfall last month. He went on to make assurances that once the full scope of the damage is known and the financial cost calculated, Congress will allocate funds to the states that need it. Hurricane Helene has killed at least 227 people in the southeast as crews continue to search for the missing. The FDA is revising a previous egg recall. It's now been revised to a class one. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The West Point School Board is paying nearly $600,000 to settle a lawsuit with a teacher who was fired for refusing to use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. Peter Vlaming was represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, and senior counsel Tyson Langhofer says, quote, Peter wasn't fired for something he said, he was fired for something he couldn't say. The school board violated his First Amendment rights under the Virginia Constitution and Commonwealth law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As President Daniel Ortega has moved aggressively to silence critics of his administration in Nicaragua, hundreds of churches have been closed, dozens of pastors have fled the country, and others have been arrested. This has prompted many Christians to begin worshiping secretly at home and small groups. In some places, services have to be held at different venues every week to foil the authorities. This is SRN News. A multi-car crash helps decide Sunday's race at Talladega.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. made a surge to the front of the field at Talladega Super Speedway when a bobble between Brad Keselowski and Austin Cindric running second and third caused a massive crash that involved 23 cars in the final laps of the race.
When the 24 jumped out to the outside, it, you know, it was like a parachute hit my car, and you know, I was just hoping that we would get to the start finish line before them, and so it was a drag race at that point.
When the field went back to green, Stenhouse held on to get the win as Keselowski finished second, followed by William Byron in third. Byron's finish locks him into the next round of the NASCAR playoffs, while the other contenders won't know their fate until after the Roval next week in Charlotte. I'm Jerry Jordan.
Los Angeles area rattled by a magnitude 4 earthquake. Officials say moderate shaking was felt near the epicenter in Ontario, with weaker shaking in areas of Los Angeles Sunday. More at SRNNews.com.